KFM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
We loved what we created with the Sunday Business Show, obviously. And here are some of the many moments that we got to bring you on our Sunday mornings.
Yes, that is the happy sound of the Sunday Business Show, and it's the even happier sound of Call All Moron. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Business Show. Let's get down to business. It is the Sunday Business Show after all, and I am Conal O'Moran. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Business Show. I am Conal O'Moran.
And now for something completely different.
Very entrepreneurial, and
isn't it? I can really get that feeling, and I'm again old enough to remember when we weren't, but we really rock nowadays.
It has changed significantly. People are really aware of the possibilities and benefits of starting their own business. And that's why we're running iBuy, is to get out there and to get involved with people in that age category. In the past 4 years, we've engaged with over 5,000 people that have entered the competition. We've provided €6.5 million worth of investment to 580 companies. And that's all across the country, in every local authority in the country.
I've always wanted to own my own business. I kind of told myself when I was starting college that by the time I finished, I'd have a business ready to go. So, I mean...
Well done, you.
I didn't leave myself too much time.
SBS is going to love you because you're hopefully going to go on to huge things. What is the ambition?
I mean, I just don't see why O'Kale can't grow into a healthy food brand that, you know, is known by everyone, not only in Ireland, but in the UK and Europe. Our real objective, once we sort production, is to get everyone in Ireland to try at least one O'Kale crisp, and they can make up their mind if it's a snack for them or not.
Now, this is a great business story. Take a product that was being chucked in a bin, stop throwing it away, and start selling it by finding new markets for it around the world. Dungannon, County Tyrone based Elm Grove Foods started in 2008 selling bits of animals like chicken's feet, tongue and pizzle. And if you don't know what pizzle is, you can Google it yourselves. And Stuart Dobson, Elm Grove's boss, joins me in studio to tell me what pizzle is. What is pizzle?
We were speaking about this earlier. The pizzle is basically the male penis. Whenever I was trying to sell it, it wouldn't go through the web filter, so I had to change the name.
And where did you come up with this magnificent business idea?
When you look at the bin, there are just so many opportunities. Like, all these products were thrown into the bin and they were costing us money. If you open a box and pretend you're the customer, then you just say, would I buy this product? And that's the way I always looked at
pizzle,
it.
Pizzle? No.
Pizzle? Well, actually...
Who eats your pizzle?
Mine? It was a bit dodgy, this one. We're into new territory with this question.
The laughter in the background there is Claire Burge. You'll hear from Claire later on, but not about that.
I've actually got a lot of competition from a pizzle at the moment. The people are looking for pet food, but there's also people in the Far East. It's used by males, especially. Females just don't eat it because they believe that it's for human fertility.
Well, for male fertility.
Very good.
You don't have to do it, you know.
Oh, you do. You do. If you're CEO, you have to.
No. I mean, Tony Smurfit doesn't have to do it. You could put your feet up. You could go sailing or doing whatever you love doing.
I could, but I don't.
Why not?
I suppose it's about legacy. It's about the reason I love doing it is because, you know, I'm honouring the memory of my father or my grandfather and of course my father, and then
that weighs heavily on you.
No, it's part of life.
Yeah, but you know, to have to be a good Smurfit.
No, I mean I think I'd like to be a good person.
Yeah.
So, but that's part of it.
I'm really thrilled to have Jack McGrath in studio, along with Creator Sheehy Kelly, who is the Tackle Your Feelings campaign manager for the Irish Rugby Union Players Association, or IRUPA, and Elaine Hayes, who is corporate responsibility head of for Zurich. So I almost forgot what you were. Sorry about that. Jack, tough, but why did you choose to get involved in this campaign?
Well, firstly, it's a mental health well-being campaign, and it's in partnership with Zurich, and it's being run by Irupa. And the reason I got involved was I spoke to Creda, and I knew this campaign was coming along, and I knew I had a story myself, and I just felt it was kind of time to open up about it.
You're not expected to open up. You guys are tough guys.
Yeah, well, I think that's what's so important now is that rugby players are seen as that, and that they are starting to open up, and it is okay to talk, because it's probably easier to keep it in and bottle it up. But
and not good for you.
Not good for you at all. And it's great to see the difference it's made already, like even kind of random people coming up to me on the street saying how important the video was to them, and that makes it all worthwhile. And seeing other rugby players getting involved is great, because it's kind of important. You can see that myself and other guys who have been involved have kind of paved the way for other players to kind of speak up.
And anybody who wants and should, I'm really saying this now, do look at the Jack McGrath and the other videos. They are powerful, fantastic. And Jack McGrath, thank you very much, because I think it is a huge thing to do.
Sunday Business Show
with Avant Card. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.